Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's September the 11th, folks, 2014. It's the 13th anniversary of when we were attacked. I remember those days very well. I was here on the show. I just completed the a 2-hour show and stepped out for a few minutes and was getting my car to drive away for a little bit, and I turned the car on. The radio came on and somebody said a plane has crashed into a building in New York City. Well, that's pretty dramatic, right? I'm a pilot, and so I anything that has to do with aviation always catches my ear or my eye. And so I turned my, for some reason, it was the first thing I've turned, the second the radio came on, this announcer, this local radio announcer was saying this. And so I went back in the office, turned the television on, and sat there for about, and watched the shot of the Trade Tower going up in flame, burning. And I thought, oh, what would have caused that? And at that moment, we didn't know what was going on, right? Well, in about 8 minutes, I sat there and watched the 757 bank and fly into the other tower. And that's when we knew we were under attack. We were at war with Islamist extremists. And so over the next several days and weeks, we dealt with a lot of different things. The marketplace flowed backwards for a little bit. I wrote an article about that. We learned about how woefully inadequate the maintenance of our freedom was. I wrote an article about that. The fact that we had allowed our defenses to drop. That we had done some things. We literally took some steps to put us in jeopardy, put us in harm's way. We literally, through political policy, put a firewall between law enforcement and intelligence. They called it a wall. They literally called it a wall. We literally did that in the 1990s so that the intelligence people and the law enforcement people could not talk to each other. It was against the law for them to talk to each other. Even though one side had a piece of information, the other side had a piece of information, if they could have talked to each other, those two pieces of one puzzle, a two-piece puzzle, not a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle, a two-piece puzzle, would have shown them that where we were exposed. But because of politics, some kind of weird reasoning, they were prevented from doing that. That's, by the way, that's what the Patriot Act eliminated. The Patriot Act eliminated that wall. And we need to continue to keep that wall down. But because of that, largely because of that, we didn't have the people who could protect us didn't have all the information they needed. Perhaps they weren't paying as much attention as they should have to. That happens. People make mistakes. We were probably naive about our safety. We weren't paying attention. We weren't managing the maintenance of our freedom. That's a really important thing to think about. We were not managing the maintenance of our freedom, and so consequently we were attacked. Now, we paid a heavy price for that. That there are so many things that we're still paying for. I can give you a list of a lot of things that most people don't think about that have hurt, that we've been hurt by, that this cost. Not to mention the fact that following the almost 3,000 people who lost their lives on 9/11, we lost several thousand other men and women in uniform as we attacked, as we went to war against that part of the world where these things were originated, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and then of course the war in Iraq as well. We lost thousands of our best and brightest, of our greatest heroes. We lost in those two wars, and which we wouldn't have had those wars, I don't think, had we not been attacked. So what is being extra prudent? What is being a little over the top in security? What's wrong with that? It's called maintenance, folks. Maintenance of freedom. Part of the maintenance of freedom is not being naive, not being stupid about the evil that's out there that wants to hurt us. If there's one good thing about ISIS, the only thing I can see about ISIS that's good, is that perhaps it's woken us up a little bit. It's awakened us to the reality that there's still evil out there, and it's probably not a bad thing for Americans to think, even if we're over-exaggerating it a little bit, it's probably not a bad thing for Americans to think that those people plan to come here and do us harm. There's evil out there. There are evil people out there who want to hurt us. Let's quit being naive about this. Let's call it like it is, and then let's do whatever we can to go and stop them. If that means killing them, then that's what we have to do. 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.